I wonder, I don't think we should delay the call any more than we need to, so let's hope that he does join us soon. And I think we, if it's all right with everybody, I think we should try and make a start, at least on the progress report. But firstly, Christina, can we have confirmation of who's on the call and the apologies?
Yeah, Gabby has that.
I have the list. So, Jaap Akerhuis, Bart Boswinkel, Keith Davidson, Eberhard Lisse, Christina Nordstrom, Nigel Roberts, and Gabriella Schittig. It's on the call. And we've got apologies from Martin Boyle, Suzanne Sen, Patricia Poblete, Paulus Nierenda, Dr. Sparks de Blanc, and Oscar Robles.
Okay, thank you. Okay, in terms of the draft reports as initially circulated, there seemed to be some reasonable dissent about the last page and the discussion on IANA from Kim and Oscar, by memory. Given that dissent and the fact that we hadn't really discussed those aspects of IANA's procedures in the working group, I thought it was appropriate to delete that section, at least for the moment, and revisit that perhaps after the Brussels meeting. And is everyone on the call quite happy with that? I don't think it serves any purpose to include it in the progress report at this stage, but are there any comments on that? I'll take silence as agreement.
I have only one comment. I wonder why it comes in so late, but since the two are not on the call, I didn't want to raise that.
Okay. I think Kim's just as always.
I don't want to raise. I don't. They're not there, so I don't. I just want to mention it. I don't want to raise it for discussion since they're not there. It's not. Wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
Oh. Hello. Who joined?
Bernie.
Hello, Bernie.
Ha ha. I forgot to get up. Sorry, guys.
No problem. The timing of these meetings is not always that helpful, and it's 2 a.m. for you.
Yeah, no, usually I don't have a problem with this, just completely forgot. Sorry about that.
Okay, Bernie, where we've got to, we've just done apologies and who's on the call, and Gabby, if you'd like to just repeat who's on the call for Bernie's sake.
Sure. On the call we have Jaap Akerhuis, Keith Davidson, Eberhard Lisse, Nigel Roberts, and from the staff it's Bart Boswinkel, Christina Nordstrom, Gabriella Schittig, and Bernie Turcotte. And we've got apologies from Martin Boyle, Suzanne Sen, Patricia Poblete, Paulus Nierenda, Dr. Sparks de Blanc, and Oscar Robles.
And we've just started our work on the progress report and just discussing the deletion of the IANA piece in the report, and I think we were just agreeing that we'll hold that over and discuss on a future working group call the aspects that are raised by that piece of the report, and everyone seemed to be quite relaxed about that, particularly since Kim isn't on the call, so we can't really talk to him about it, and that's where we got to. So Bernie, do you want to take over and walk us through the progress report and seek any comments on the way through?
Absolutely. All right. I guess progress to date, we've got to fill in our number of meetings, which will be, I believe, 10 by the time we're completing the one next week. Is that correct, Keith?
Yes, this is the 9th meeting since Nairobi now, and if we do meet again next week, which I think we probably should, it'll make it 10.
Yeah. So that'll make it probably one of the most active periods for the working group. Purpose and scope are basically cut and paste from the last meeting. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time in their process. Here we've got some new work. The working group previously adopted a work plan that contemplated completion of its mandate by July 2011. As a result of the progress made since the Nairobi meeting and a change in its working methods, the working group now expects to deliver its final report at an earlier stage. Initially, the working group was of the opinion that the three processes, delegation, redelegation, and retirement of CCTLDs, should be treated separately. The working group has concluded that the issues can be treated in a consolidated manner. The activities of the working group are now broken down into three major phases. Phase 1, identify relevant policy guidelines, procedures, and practices regarding delegation, redelegation, and retirement. Analyze documented processes against the relevant policies and guidelines identified in the previous phase, and define a methodology to identify and classify areas where the documented actions are inconsistent with or not addressed in the policies and guidelines, and publish a final report to the CCNSO Council, including recommendations for Phase 3. Any questions today? Okay, moving right along, the next heading is current status. We've got a note about our previous progress report, as reported in the previous progress report, blah, 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 with the URL. Working group has not identified an authoritative policy document that reflects all the relevant policy inputs, and there is no policy available. There is no publicly available documentation of the current practices or procedures, which is exactly what we said in the previous report. The new text is, in order to understand the current policies and practices, the working group performed an initial analysis of the following documents, in brackets, policy statements, RFC 1591, ICP 1, GAC Principles 2000 and 2005. There's a footnote associated with the 2005 here, which is the joint statement that Nigel and Elle agreed to. So that's a footnote right below that, which I cut and pasted from the email. So it should be exactly what was given to us. These policy statements provided a baseline against which to evaluate the actual practices of IAMA and the ICANN board as reflected in the following documentation. All IANA reports on CCTLD delegations, redelegations, and retirements, and all ICANN board decisions affecting delegations, redelegations, and retirements. Finally, where the differences between the policy statements and the processes and outcomes reflected in the documentation suggest a change in policy, the working group considered whether or not such changes were implemented in a manner consistent with the procedural requirements of the ICANN bylaws. On the basis of the initial analysis of the documentation, 16 cases were identified that the working group considered potentially relevant to the work of the CRDWG. The working group conducted further analysis on these 16 cases using formal classification methodology described in Section 2 of the report. And then we've got the description of possibly interesting, and significantly interesting, which is a direct extract from the analysis report, which is the large report we've been going over for the last several weeks. Using the classification method, 3 of the 16 cases are classified as potentially interesting, 4 out of 16 as interesting, and 9 out of 16 as significantly interesting. The summary of these cases and their classification is provided in Section 3 of the report. The Any questions today? Okay, activities in Brussels. The working group will undertake the following activities in the Brussels ICANN meeting. Working group meetings. There will be two working group meetings.
In Nairobi.
Okay. In Brussels.
Actually, while we're on the subject of typos and other errors on this page, I see further up there's the paragraph that starts on the basis and it's spelt as basis. Should be B-A-S-I-S.
Oh, yes, sorry. Done. Working group meetings. There will be two working group meetings. Update the GAC on progress made, presentation of the working group progress report to the CCNSO. In addition, community input will be sought through a public comment period on the methodology and classification of the cases document. Closure September 1st, 2010. So that's the larger document that we've been working on. Next steps after Brussels. After Brussels meeting, the working group will continue its work. After closure of the public comment period, the working group will review methodology used, taking into account the comments received, and if needed, revisit the classification of cases, and the working group will draft a final report including its recommendations for discussion at the upcoming ICANN meeting. And that would close off the first section. Any questions or comments? Apart from the typos, which have now been fixed. Okay. Then we get into Section 2, Classification Method, which is an edited version of the text we find in the main document, analysis document, which we've been working on for the last number of weeks. Basically, we start again with the following documents taken together are generally considered the key policy statements relating to delegation, redelegation, and retirement of CCTLD, quote, policy statements, RFC 1591, ICP-1, GAC principles 2000-2005. The documentation reflecting actions taken by ANA and or the board with respect to delegation and redelegation of CCTLDs, all ANA reports on CCTLD delegations, redelegations, and retirements, and all ICANN board actions affecting delegations, redelegations, and retirements. The working group considered the policy statements and documentation context of ICANN's processes for policy development in light of the ICANN bylaws. By comparing the policy statement to the documentation and taking into account the ICANN bylaws related to policy development, the working group identified 16 cases as potentially relevant to the work of the working group and that merited an in-depth analysis. Classifying the issues, again, we talk about significantly interesting, possibly interesting. The 16 cases mostly fall in two main categories, cases related to policy development, implicit or explicit, and cases related to the application of policy. Combining the two characteristics, issues can be qualified as falling into one of six classes. We've got our little table. Examining the working group considered the following simple decision tree, and basically that's almost a cut and paste from the detailed analysis document. And all the way down to absence of policy. And then sort of closes with a more detailed explanation. The classification methodology can be found in the document Detailed Analysis, Classification of Potential Issues, which takes us to Section 3, which is a summary of the 16 cases. Thoughts, questions, comments, typos? Okay. So, Section 3, Summary of Cases Analyzed. This summarizes the classifications reflected in the documents, blah, 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 which contains the complete analysis of the cases. Possibly interesting, September 10, 2001.au redelegation. September 10, 2001 redelegation without admin contact support, and March 21, 2005.eu delegation. The interesting cases are September 25, 2000 sponsorship agreements decision. That's the decision by the board that sponsorship agreements were required for any new delegations or redelegations. September 10, 2001, not allowing individuals as delegees for CCTLDs, and we based ourselves on the first use of that previously mentioned policy in the .au redelegation to analyze that, which is what we've been talking about for the last several weeks. July 18, 2006, .gd redelegation, one of the first redelegations where there was no direct evidence of local internet community support. November 20th, 2007.bb redelegation, where a redelegation was made where the applicant did not meet the taxable requirements. Significantly interesting, May
1999,
ICP 1.
Bernie?
Yes, sir.
Nigel has a question.
Ah, sorry. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Just very quickly, I mean, I think this is a bit further up the document from where you've got to now.
Okay.
Just very, very, it's just presentation. You've got a phrase in here saying, identify and classify areas where the documented actions are inconsistent. It's in phase two of the three phases. Do you know roughly where that is? About page two?
Yeah, getting there. Da, 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 da. Okay. Two, the documentation reflecting actions taken by ANO, the board with respect to delegation or delegation CCTLDs?
It goes, define a methodology to identify and classify areas where the documented actions are inconsistent with, etc.
Okay, hold on.
Just look for the word inconsistent.
Okay, I'll do a search and find inconsistent here.
Top of page two.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my suggestion is to be a little bit more objective and generous to motivation by using the words appear to be instead of are here and anywhere else similar.
Okay, I will take that as a note.
If you say, oh, we're making a judgment, if we say appear to be, we're just saying what we see.
Understood and taken aboard. Okay.
Bye. Okay.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay, back down to, we've done ICP 1, September 25th, 2000, ISO 3160 Herb List decision, November 19th, 2001.us redelegation, June 9th, 2004.ly redelegation, with the provisional redelegation, .kz redelegation, which was the July 28th, 2004. Five, first redelegation in a while where there was no sponsorship agreement required. January 16, 2007, the .um undelegation. September 11, 2007, .yu redelegation with a temporary caretaker provision. September 11, 2007, .yu retirement or revocation decision requirements for such. And January 23rd, 2008, .ae redelegation, where we look at this as a change in policy because of the lack of requirements of local community work. And that's about it. And then we get to the IANA part, and I think you've discussed that before I joined the call.
Yes, we did.
Okay, over to you, Keith.
Okay, as stated, agreed to delete in the interim the IANA page in its entirety. I think, well done, Bart and Bernie. It's a very concise and useful progress report, in my opinion. And I think other than the typos and a final read-through, if we could get it back to the mailing list fairly shortly and get any final comments in the next day or two, then we could actually get this report through to ICANN for publishing and inclusion as part of the Brussels meeting agenda. And just wondering if everyone's comfortable with that as the process from here. Are we reasonably comfortable with the document as slightly amended and corrected? Take silence as being an endorsement of that. So I think, yes, Bernie, if you can get the document back to me with the amendments in the next day or so, I'll pop it back on the list and look for any last comments with a deadline in about 48 hours after I post it. Would that fit so that by Monday we'd have the opportunity to get it into ICANN's system?
Sounds about right. I should be able to get that to you in about 8 hours.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. And thank you to Eberhard and Nigel for your work on the tricky wording that's now incorporated in this document and the substantive document. I think there doesn't appear to be any objection to that wording, and it seems to fit with the style of the document. So thanks for your work there too. I think from here we can now, if everyone is happy with the progress report, we can now shape a PowerPoint presentation from this report for detailed discussion at the CCNSO members meeting and a more summarised version for the GAC CCNSO session. And I just wondered, the GAC, in talking to Suzanne and others, the GAC might appreciate a private briefing on this prior to the CCNSO GAC joint session. And if the working group felt happy about that, I thought I might volunteer mine and Bernie's services and Chris Despain's services to do that if they so wanted. And I just wonder if everyone's comfortable with that. Just given the GAC likes to sometimes receive information on a no surprises basis and have a bit of time to digest first. Well, if there's no objection, I'll continue along with talking to Suzanne about that. Okay, now, Bernie, is there much else we can do today on the call? Is it worthwhile looking at all at the main document, or...?
It has not changed except for some minor edits from the last time we went through it, including Yaf's comments that... make things very clear around the .eu redelegation that these were quotes from the minutes of the ICANN board meeting. Now that we've had Becky help us with the wording in this progress report, we'll probably be doing some minor last-minute editing of the text just to make things consistent and all across, but I don't believe there will be any, well, if there would be any changes in meaning or intent, we would advise the group. But it's a large document, as everyone knows, so I think there's room for just going through it a few more times from an editing point of view, just to tighten it up, make sure all the typos are out, and especially if we're going to adjust it slightly in the heading to make sure it matches up to the progress report, and define some text at the beginning relevant to it being posted as a public consultation. Is that correct, Bart?
Yep. It's, I think it, what would be good probably if we can circulate this around Tuesday to the working group, say the updated version, so we have we can discuss it on the next call.
Okay, so that's sounding to me like we probably should proceed with next Thursday's call, and that will be our final call before Brussels, and the purpose of that call will be purely to check through the amendments to the documents and ensure that everyone's finally happy, I think. So, yes, if we get this document, the progress report out before Monday, and then the substantive document out Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest, discuss it on next week's call, and hopefully by Friday next week we can have the two documents ready for filing with ICANN.
Yeah, or at least that the progress report can be done rather quickly, so that's out, so people have a chance to read it.
Yeah, but I'm very keen also to have the main document follow not very far behind the progress report, because I think some of the issues in the progress report without the substance of the detailed report could be a slight concern. So if people, for those who are reading the progress report and want a further understanding, that document needs to follow on pretty quickly, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I think we're all aligned and able to do that, so I don't see any problems in that regard. Okay, so there's really not much else we can do on today's call.
When are we meeting in Brussels?
When are we meeting? We have a meeting scheduled for the Sunday afternoon and on the...
At what time?
let me check, Everhard. It's all on our calendar. I'm just going to quickly check.
Because yesterday I didn't see it on the calendar. I just wanted to check.
Yeah, we have a... I'm talking about the CCNSO calendar right now. So it's
yes,
at,
I looked at that, yeah.
let me check.
Gabi, Everhard, I think... Gabi, can you send out just a reminder on the whole list? So everybody
yeah,
is aware of it
exactly.
After
yeah.
the
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bart, can I just follow up on that? Thanks for that comment. But for those of us who are very schedule challenged, like myself, continual reminders of meetings immediately that are about to happen would be extremely helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think I'm not sure whether that was Gabi or Christina who was saying they'll post it to the list, but I think if you could list both the working group meeting times, the time that the subject comes up on the CCNSO agenda, and the time of the GAC CCNSO joint session as a reminder to all members of the working group of the four separate commitments we'll have in... Brussels, that would be fantastic.
Okay, I'll
do that. Can I please hear now again, when are we meeting on Thursday? Because I must make an appointment. I must schedule something on Thursday.
On next Thursday, I'm just...
No, on in Brussels.
On Thursday, yes, we are.
On what time of the day? In the morning or in the afternoon?
In the morning.
In the morning, okay.
I have to double check because we changed the time. I think it's from 9 till 10, but I have to double
check. No, the exact time is not important. I just need to know whether it's in the morning or in the afternoon.
It's in the morning.
Yep.
Okay.
And we'll have that information out on the list fairly quickly, I imagine.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, is there anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted this little addendum that Nigel and I labored on over the weekend. Is this in the main document too? I couldn't see it offhand.
It should be included, Eberhard.
Yeah.
As Bernie said, we still need to. We haven't done anything about the major document yet, so it needs to be aligned with the progress report as well.
Okay. Yeah, I also have got issues with Section 5, but I will think about it when I get the final thing, and then I make my remarks on the list before we have the next call, so we can discuss it on the call with background.
Yeah.
Can I just add that the meeting on Sunday, on the 20th of June, is it from 4 till 6?
From 4 to 6?
Yes, that's on the 20th of June. And that's listed on
the
calendar.
Okay, that clashes with the CC tech prep meeting, but we'll book this then earlier.
The tech working group. No, I have scheduled that from 6 to 7.
From what?
From 6
yeah,
to 7.
Yeah, but I'm not available. We're not available from 6. I told you before, we don't have to discuss it here, but at 6 o'clock I have already other arrangements. So we make it at 3. Can you rearrange it to 3, please?
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Sure.
No problem. It's no problem. As long as we know it early in advance, it's no problem. But it affects Nigel and me because two members, we are both in the same group, so I'd like to have this organized early. All right.
Okay, excellent.
Thanks.
Anything else? Any other issues or problems or concerns? If not, thank you all very much. It seems that we're down to the hard core of this group now, but I think we've done really, really well to progress this as much as we have between Nairobi and Brussels. And I'm pretty happy with the state of what we have to report.
Pat ourselves on the back for it, shall we?
Well, let's see what sort of reaction we get from the GAC and the CCNSO members before we do that, but I think...
I must disagree with that. I think irrespective of what reaction we get, well, there are three reactions. They can love it, they can hate it, or they can be entirely indifferent.
Irrespective, as usual.
Irrespective of what the outcome is, I think we've shown that the working methods and the process and the staff staff support have been absolutely exceptional on this working group. I'm actually rather surprisingly impressed.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've been not surprisingly, I have been impressed with all of the various support mechanisms and the way we've been able to progress, staff not trying to dominate or put any particular point.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm comparing it with 6 or 8 years ago when there was, should we say, progress was one step forward and two step backwards.
Sure.
And then at the end, staff took the reports and wrote whatever they wanted and acted on preliminary reports and things like that.
Yeah. However, I am poised with my hand raised, ready to pat back if it all goes according to plan in Brussels. And if there's no other business, just particularly for Bernie to get him back into his bed, I think we should call the meeting to a closure, and thank you all for your attendance and participation again. And I will confirm on the list that we will be meeting again next Thursday, and I'll confirm the time for that call, which I think is 600. No, that's today's call.
Will be the afternoon.
Yes. Anyway, I'll work out the time.
Yeah, say around 2 UTC or something. 2 p.m. Okay. UTC.
Yeah, I'll figure it and put it on the list.
Yeah.
And I think that the purpose of that meeting is just to finally have a final look at and finesse of the document. Okay, thank you all very much, and good day, good evening, good morning to you all.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.